What if I told you that there is one ancient Sanskrit verse which encapsulates the essence of this existence itself? This ancient verse, within a single sentence, explains to us the entire nature of reality. And this verse was composed by one of the greatest philosophers to ever walk this planet, that is Adiguru Shankaracharya. Today, we are doing a deep dive on Ekashloki by Adi Shankaracharya. And if you truly grasp the essence of this verse, you have grasped the essence of all the Upanishads and Vedanta. Kim jyotis tava banumanahani me ratrau pradipadikam syadevam ravi deepa darshana vidhau kim jyoti rakyahi me chakshustasya nimilanadi samaye kim dirdiyo darshane kim tatrahamatau bhavan paramakam jyotis tadasmi prabho. This is the great Ekashloki by Adi Shankaracharya, and within this there is the essence of reality, and we will understand this part by part, and we will go very deep to understand what this reality is today and what Shankaracharya was trying to tell us through this verse and through this shloka in today's video. So this verse is a conversation between the guru and his disciple, and this conversation, if we understand it, we will get to the essence of reality. At first, the guru asks the disciple, what light enables you to see? And to this interesting question, the disciple then answers, during the day, it is the sun, and during night, it is the lamp, the deepa, that allows me to see. To this, the guru again asks, so tell me, what light enables you to see the sun itself and see the lamp itself, whether it is during the day or the night? For this, the student answers, it is my own eyes. It is because of my eyes that I see everything. For this, again, the guru asks, at night, when you close your eyes, what enables you to see even then? What light enables you to see? Because even when we go to sleep, we dream different dreams, right? And we also have visions. So what is that which is still active? And for this, the student answers, intellect. It is my buddhi or intellect, because of which I think, and my thinking is my seeing even when my eyes are closed. Now for this, the guru asks one final question. What is the light that illumines even the intellect? Which is that light because of which the intellect itself functions? To this, the disciple answers, it is my own self, the Atman, the consciousness. And then for this, the guru continues to say, yes, you are the light of the light. Now just look at the sentence here. He is saying, you are the light of the light. Such a profound verse if we understand the meaning of it. And for this, the disciple at last affirms, yes, I am that supreme light. Jyoti stadasmi prabho. I am that light of the lights. Now, here what we need to understand is, ultimately, everything is happening in our awareness. Everything is happening in our consciousness. If we simply pay attention to this absolute truth, which is consciousness or awareness is the fundamental essence of reality, and whatever I see, whatever I perceive, whatever I do is happening in my awareness or consciousness, and every object is an appearance in this consciousness, and me, myself, I am not this body nor this mind, but I am this consciousness which is formless, which is timeless, which is eternal, which is infinite, then all problems are solved and we attain absolute bliss. This is the point of the Upanishads and Vedanta. And this simple verse, the Ekashloki by Shankaracharya, is giving us the essence of this entire reality and the teachings of all the Upanishads. This is such a profound verse, and the moment I saw this, I kept, you know, repeating it again and again, and I memorized this because I think this is it. This is all there is to reality. After this point, it is just about digesting this and living by this. The Ekashloki encapsulates everything. If we think about it, it is perfectly logical. Everything, if we trace it back to its source, it points towards that consciousness. Everything points towards that consciousness or awareness. We just have to pay attention to the reality of reality. So, the verse starts with a question, right? Kim jyotis tava banumana hani me ratrav pradipadikam syadevam ravidipa darshana vidhav kim jyotirakhyahi me chakshustasya nimilanadi samaye kim dhirdiyo darshane kim tatrahamatau bhavan paramakam jyotis tadasmi prabho. I am the light of the lights. I am the ultimate reality. The disciple finally affirms this. I think just understanding the single verse and meditating upon it again and again, repeating it to ourselves, it becomes like a mantra, and ultimately it becomes the antidote for unconsciousness. I don't know why I found this verse very powerful and very, very direct and simple. And it has become one of the most profound works of Shankaracharya for me. And I have to tell you, the more I study Shankaracharya, the more I'm dissolving myself, the more I'm beginning to love this great philosopher, this great guru called Shankaracharya, because of whom we have this direction today, because of whom we have all this wisdom today. So the more I explore these teachings, the more I'm surrendering myself to Shankaracharya and this lineage of Guru Parampara. This is a wonderful, wonderful tradition, wonderful wisdom which can alleviate suffering from this world. And I think Vedanta can be truly powerful, and it can become a guiding light for the society. Look at the society today. Look at the wars that is going on. Look at poverty. Everything can be solved if we understand consciousness. And this verse is about that. This single verse, this Ekashloki, is about understanding consciousness. I hope you have found this valuable and you found it as profound as I found it to be. Let me know what else should we cover in this channel. And if you want to explore Vedanta and conscious creation with a community, and if you want a structured learning, then check out our community cum learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. And then to understand karma and the different aspects of karma and how they have an unconscious hold on you, check out this important video that we had made on karma. And I will see you in the next one.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community cum learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.